Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the English Radio Podcast. News and comment. Only the unity of the Ummah has the power to cut the united kuffar down to size. News. Austria introduced a headscarf ban in primary schools. France's never-ending war against the headscarf has reached its latest extension in banning mothers with Islamic headscarves from accompanying children on school trips. Germany is currently discussing to introduce a law to ban pupils from fasting during Ramadan. We have to mention that the number where pupils in Germany and Austria who are forced by their non-Muslim teachers, classmates and their parents to break their fast has increased and the pressure intensified during the last years and in particular this year. These attacks, the marginalization and humiliation against Muslim pupils are carried out both by law and informally in a very clear and systematic manner. Comment. The Kafir West's fight is and has never been the hijab or the fasting. The kuffar across the world have united to fight against Islam. However, the Kafir is a coward. It is due to this cowardliness that they are even afraid to admit that they are fighting Islam, and thus they seek to conceal their true aim through these trivial laws and bans. For they know too well that the moment they clearly say Islam instead of headscarf and fasting, the whole Ummah will wake up and rise at once. It is not the kuffar's oppressions that constitute the true danger for the Muslims. Even if all the kuffar powers jointly reject the Muslims' right to existence, not only through the ban of the hijab or fasting, and even Muslim names, still it is not the true threat and danger that the Muslims face. The true danger arises when some replaceable, unimportant, idealist, democratic advocates of human rights and freedoms start to defend the Muslims' rights. They do not defend the Muslims' rights. They are struggling to defend their orphaned hallow ideals. Besides, neither the headscarf, the fasting, the praying, nor any Islamic provision is a right of the Muslims. Rather, it is a command by the Lord of the worlds upon the Muslims. Muslims do not claim any rights from anyone in order to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, fulfilling any of the commands of Allah is an honor, pride and pleasure for every Muslim. This is not a right, it is a matter of life or death. And this is what poses the true threat. One or two democratic, secular, freedom-loving, human rights-loving mortals, in particular non-Muslims, who have no guaranteed place in this world, in their country, not even in their neighborhood, yet attempt to talk on behalf of the Muslims and Islam, can never appease our souls or give us hope. Those who are in the front rows in applauding them and who encourage their applause are Muslim statesmen and military officers who are obliged to protect the lives and assets of the Muslims. Through their applauses, these miserable aims at binding the Muslims to hollow hopes and dreams, all in accordance with their Western Kafir masters' demands. They seek to keep the Muslim Ummah asleep through lullabies of protecting the Muslim woman's headscarf and rights and the like. However, there is only one power to cut the united kuffar down to size, and that is the unity of the Muslims. The title and system of this unity is called the Second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of prophethood. So are we really to rely on someone or something whose existence and non-existence is indifferent? Or are we going to hold on tightly to the rope of Allah the Almighty in order to materialize Islam and to revive the Muslims? Written for the Central Media Office of Hizbut Tahrir by Zahra Malik. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.